1077 The Island is your station for the chaotic Tuesday in the morning. It's your voice for companion animals. Adorable, adoptable pet of the week. I missed you, Robin Mays.
I missed you. How was your time away?
It was good.
Was it good?
When you phrase it like that, you make it sound like jail time.
Did you want my coffee?
How was your time away?
How was your time?
How was your time behind bars?
How was your sentence?
How was your time up the river?
No, it was.
No, wait. Jim went up the river. That's the wrong one.
Absolutely great. Couldn't have been better. And it's absolutely great to be back.
Yes. Great to hear your voice on the air again.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Vacations are great. And then you need a vacation from your vacation.
Exhausting.
Oh, you know what's really close to ruining the entire vacation? The amount of emails. Still going through them. Hour number three.
It makes you wonder, why did I even leave?
Well, 3/4 of them don't even belong being sent to me. But let's not get into that. Who's the beast?
This is the world famous Miss Mia.
She is
the one that is.
I know Mia.
Girl.
This is the Mia that I know.
This is the Mia that you know.
This is the Mia that we know. Yep.
This is the Mia that has now been at VCA. That's your vacation calling.
We heard you talking about us, and we don't like it.
Cartwright, are you locked out of the building? I'm right in the center of a huge broadcast. No, Laura, I'll be out there in an hour. No, Laura's coming to rescue you. Yeah, you gotta have the key fob or you're locked out of the building.
Whoops.
So tell me Mia's story again. I mean, she's been at the shelter for too long.
She's been part of VCA for a year. She was found west of town at the end of July in 2024. No owner came forward. We kind of blasted it out there, got this great dog. Nobody came forward. And the way she was so scared of the traffic, because our building, of course, is on Webb Road, and the truck traffic when it would come down Webb Road during the week was, you could tell she was not used to that. So she has been with us. She most recently was in a foster home. And with foster homes, we know they're temporary. And we knew Steph travels a lot. But her foster home absolutely said she was as perfect as you're going to get.
She is perfect.
She likes her exercise, but then once her morning exercise is done, she's ready to be your couch potato, Price is Right viewer, whatever you would like.
Come on down.
She's the same color as a potato also.
She's a very happy animal.
She is.
Kennel life and anybody who's rescue-minded shelter. She did fine for 2 days after Steph left. And then on day 3 and 4, she realized, I don't think she's coming back this time.
Mm.
So then came the little...
I was going to ask you.
It was difficult. They
do know. They could.
Oh, yes. So it's been a little bit difficult, but we've got such amazing volunteers that get Kira out, Marley out. They get out for walks. We've got our new dog yard that we're still working on finishing. So they're all getting out, and especially as hot as it is, nobody wants to be out anyway.
Right.
But they get their Kong 30. They get their peanut butter Kongs once a day. They get their people. So we're blessed with amazing volunteers.
Well, I got to say, you guys take such good care of these animals. It's like a spa treatment. It's like they've gone off to a spa treatment. You know, they get their nails done, their hair done,
well,
they get treats.
We appreciate that.
We get high tea at 4 o'clock.
We've had
high tea.
We've had people say that they like coming in because it's a little bit more like a home, and that's what we want the animals to feel like. This is what you should expect, except not a cage for, you know,
And that was my experience. Voice for Companion Animals does not feel like a shelter to me.
No, and we, here I go being a negative Nelly. We had someone come in who said that we weren't a rescue because the cats weren't in cages, so we weren't really a rescue. So I thought, okay, I don't subscribe to that line of thinking, but we're trying to make them comfortable. And when people come in to adopt, we want them to envision.
Tell me what he said again.
That we don't really rescue because the cats were not in cages.
What does that mean?
How would he like to be in a cage all day?
Well,
what does that even mean?
Yeah, at first we were like kind of taken back by that and thought, So, yeah, he turned around and left because he was like, I'm not going to adopt from you because the cats don't need it kind of thing.
I got you.
I'm like, wow, no wonder if everybody subscribed to that, we'd never have adoptions because our cats, the only ones in cages are the kittens or ones that are kind of have a special need. Everybody else will have a room.
Yes.
Or the rowdies are in there.
Is he saying that we don't, the cats don't need our help?
Yes. Yes.
That's not true.
No.
These are domesticated animals.
Yeah. And we have over 20 waiting. I hope not everybody thinks that way, but it's kind of given me a different perspective and a different look of, well, no, we don't have deadlines on our animals for adoption. We don't have everyone in a cage and looking sad. But that's our choice, I guess. We could put them in cages. We could make them look sad. But that's not healthy.
Interesting people's different take.
Well, yeah, it's a different perspective. And it just kind of made me pause and go, okay, I hear what you're saying. But I don't agree with that. So I think we're going to keep doing what we're doing.
You should have said, I'm not picking up what you're dropping, buddy.
Well, he turned around and left, so that was that.
This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by ProTeam Design. Transform your vision into wearable art with ProTeam Design's screen printing, embroidery, and custom apparel services. They're on Old Fair Road in GI. Check out their website to see all the stuff that's going on, all the things that he can do for you at Pro Team Design. It's pretty amazing.
Go get Laura.
Voice for Companion Animals is having a tailgate block party next month. Can you tell me a tiny bit about that?
I can tell you a tiny bit about that. Our little tailgate party that we had planned on September 13th has now turned into a block party. We're going to down Webb Road. Is our neighbor to the north is Grand Island Veterinary Hospital is taking part. And north of them is Must Love Grooming and Holly Klimek Photography. They're taking part.
Awesome.
So we're going to have food trucks coming down Webb Road. We're going to have tailgate games like cornhole.
Is September 13th a Saturday?
Saturday from 11 to 2. Does he know yet?
This sounds fun.
Oh, yeah. By the way, you're doing a live remote there that day.
Oh, am I?
Is that what sounds familiar?
Oh, yeah, dear.
Glad we were talking about it. Well, we'll talk about this more as we get closer to that date. But, Robin, I want to thank you for coming in and thank you for everything you
Absolutely.
Do.
Thank you. And hope you come out on September 13th. And we're going to hopefully not have very many animals for adoption. I'm hoping we get the word out.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Like, how many animals? We only have one.
We only have.
I mean, that may never happen, but it might.
Yeah, put us out of business. I'm good with the shelter side. I think, we're with rolling out our spay neuter fund and all that. We're going to be busy.
But
if you want to put us out of business as a shelter.
That would be such a blessing.
Go for it. Show no mercy.
Yes.
Voice for Companion Animals.
Throwing down the gauntlet.
Nonprofit, Grand Island, striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owner. They also have amazing pets available for adoption. See pictures of Mia in the blog section.
And she's such a good girl.
Of 1077theisland.com.
Quit your jibber jabber.
Waking up with Fran's Man, one man party in the morning on the island.